This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
I think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is up.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation. The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And remember, the southern border is still unsecured and wide open, and the Democrats say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Europe is being hammered by Turkey, trying to send in millions of military-aged men, holding children over fire so they cry, and then running through the troops with them. That is ongoing. Attack boats funded by Soros are just slamming in by the minute. They're literally hundreds of boats a day. They're just attacking, attacking, attacking. And the left's just embracing them, embracing them, embracing them, while saying, we've got to lock your cities down. We've got to lock your towns down. We've got to forcibly inoculate you. We've got to take your guns. But the idea of the border and borders being wide open and all of these different populations still pouring in and then everyone self-quarantining and everyone social distancing is ridiculous. But videos showing looting fights at supermarkets in London and Paris, there are so many videos, just roll the B-roll, that I can't even watch them all, of burning hundreds of vehicles and beating up police and waving ISIS flags and Al-Qaeda flags and just no-go zones and Turkey opening its border and launching all these invaders in and just checkpoints on fire. And it's all just pouring out. The Islamists are using this to just expand their no-go zones, but then the police do nothing and then throw the book at people that are walking their dog. Germany closes border to Europeans, but migrants still allowed in. And I got stacks of these. This is the latest today. Germany has closed its border to visitors from Europe due to coronavirus, but migrants claiming asylum from the Middle East and Africa are still allowed to enter the country. Same thing with France, Sweden, Denmark, all of them. Aside from exemptions for people from France, Luxembourg, Switzerland, who are providing essential services, German authorities closed the country's border to all foreign citizens last week.
However, according to the German Ministry of Interior, the Ministry of Destroying Germany, so-called asylum seekers, military-age men,
a catch-all term that basically describes economic migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa are still welcome.
Welcome, my pretties. Welcome at Germany's EU external border airports and seaports. There has been no change in the asylum procedure, a representative of the Ministry of Interior told.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh, man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. I'm very, very honored to be with you on this live Friday, February 26, 2021 transmission. And all I want to say is, we're going to break the chains. God bless you. The globalists can't stop us. All right. We got a huge broadcast lined up for you today, obviously. It's Friday, so I intend to open the phones up. And Nick Magich says he's got a particularly powerful transmission lined up for you as well in the fourth hour than the War Room with Owen Schroyer. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a lot of really, really good news. And if we understand the fuller context of the news, we have a chance to beat the globalist. And, of course, things are going to get so bad one way or another, they will be defeated because they eat their own. But we would rather not get taken to the depths of hell first before we see the Great Awakening reverse the very dangerous course that we've all been artificially put on. So let me give you the first big, gigantic piece of news, and I'll hit the other news, go to break, come back and cover the good news in great detail. Hiding in plain view, the Pentagon came out and said, upwards of 75% of the troops are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine a few weeks ago. New numbers are coming out showing an even higher number. But Politico and others spin that fact with deceptive headlines, but buried in the article, they admit what the Pentagon really said and have links to it. Here is the shot. Almost one-third of U.S. troops are refusing COVID vaccine, officials say. When you actually read the article from military.com and Politico and the rest of them, this is actually 70%+ in the article. Well, we've gone ahead and gotten the actual reports and what the Pentagon is saying, that it's a rate of two-thirds that are refusing. And I can tell you in the officer class, it's 98%. So let me go ahead and show you these headlines right here. 75% of U.S. troops refusing taking COVID-19 vaccine, says the Pentagon. Switzerland rejects
AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, citing lack of sufficient data to prove effectiveness or safety. The Indian government, a month ago, now refused the Pfizer vaccine, said it's untested, and in countries that they've used it on people, it's caused folks to become paralyzed or die. What was the response of Newsweek and the New York Times, everybody else? A fact check. Kind of like we wrote an article last week that Don Salazar did that went viral and pointed out that over 100 power plants were shut down under Obama in Texas, and under federal regulations, the state is fined, and if you don't tell them you're burning the coal at a higher rate, you can be arrested. So it can be criminal. And the state of Texas wrote a letter saying, please let us up our power ahead of the storm 4 days before. The feds didn't let them do it till the power grid started going down. Well, they had a big fact check on us. And a bunch of different publications, including NewsGuard from Bill Gates. What a sick joke. Well, here it is. Newsweek fact check claims India vaccine ban mostly false while admitting de facto ban. Then they messed up and didn't remove the fact that it was paid for by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We pointed it out, screenshot, and they got to scroll down for folks, and they were forced to remove where Bill Gates paid for it, but added the InfraGuard information to it. This is just incredible. And of course, we show you, there it is, Microsoft and partners may have compensated for this. If you purchase something, there are recommended links on this article. They replaced that with the NewsGuard, also owned by Microsoft, that actually did the fact-checking. So whoever cut and pasted this didn't do a good job. So let's get that straight. Bill Gates owns one of the main fact-checking groups that fact-checks articles about a Pfizer vaccine that he owns a lot of and controls and is behind, that's been shown to be the most deadly one out there so far. Not a conflict of interest at all. It'd be like having Adolf Hitler be the chief judge of the Nuremberg trials after World War II. Or Jeffrey Dahmer at his own cannibalism trial be in charge. So what does all this mean? South Africa has canceled the mRNA vaccine of another company because they said it was killing people, making folks sick, and people were getting regular COVID and regular colds right after it and testing positive for COVID right after they already had the vaccine and months later. So it's just totally worthless, which Fauci admits. He goes, you'll always wear a mask even if you have the vaccine. It doesn't really work. There'll be new variants all the time because they've never had a vaccine for a cold because it 100% doesn't work, and COVID-19 is a cold virus. But now they say, oh, but you got to have this to travel or live. But yeah, it'll be a new shot every month as we guess what the new strains are. So an endless money pit, a total reorganization of society around these people with global medical passports and global medical tyranny, just like the incredible confirmation hearings going on yesterday with the crazy doctor, the psychiatrist up there that says he's a woman. Looks like the Crypt Keeper. Looks like the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. But he says it's science and just says, well, it's a complex situation. And Rand Paul kept saying, a real medical doctor, well, what's the complex situation? Well, it's very complex how we sterilize and chop the genitals off three-year-olds. That's happening in Europe, and he wants that here. Yeah, oh, yeah. If a guy in the back of a truck tried to convince your three-year-old to chop their genitals off, they go to prison for life. But if it's a creepy dude with weird curly hair that looks like they, you know, drink 5 gallons of whiskey a day and snort methamphetamine, I mean, the guy looks like he's dying, and it's a weird creepy dude in a dress saying, I want to mutilate your children. I want to have taxpayers pay to as low as three-year-olds to have their genitals cut off, mutilated. So this is beyond being a child molester. They don't want to just have sex with your children or masturbate your children like Jocelyn Elders, Clinton's first Surgeon General wanted to do. No, they want to cut little girls' breasts off because you're not a little girl. We're going to cut those off. Those are dirty and bad, says a weird man that looks like he could jump on a broom and fly off any moment. I mean, how much more obvious does this have to get? Hey, I'm not a man that wants to get your little boy's genitals cut off. I'm a nice woman in a blue dress. I'm a friendly person. Now, let's talk about your son's genitals. Yes, doctor. Let's talk about my son's genitals. He's 3 years old.
And we convinced him he's a girl, so we're preparing him with chemicals at 5, and at 7 we will remove the genitals. Yes, yes, what a church, what a religion. What a, I mean, imagine if you're Rip Van Winkle and you fell asleep 20 years ago under an apple tree, and you wake up and you're in this world, you turn the TV on, and you're like, is that somebody from Chainsaw Massacre, the original? Because actually, this dude dressed as a woman looks like the grandma in Chainsaw Massacre, or is it the grandpa, where they're trying to help the grandpa lift the hammer to kill the lady? What a masterpiece. What a masterpiece. You're into horror. I mean, I'm not into regular horror, but something like that shot so just gross. It's so, there's weird stuff like that in East Texas, by the way. Kind of based on true story, a little bit of it is inspired by true story. And some of the crazy hillbillies that are out there. But now we have the crazy hillbillies up there because we all worship Caitlyn Jenner. And then now we worship any high priest, any creepy looking dude that looks like, if I was going to cast somebody to be a pedophile in a movie or like a mad scientist that kidnaps kids and cuts their genitals off, I would cast Brian Stelter. I would cast Jeffrey Epstein. And I would cast this Health and Human Services nominee who just literally is obsessed with your children's testicles and penises and your daughter's breasts and wants to chop them off. And then, again, this isn't Texas Chainsaw Massacre fiction. This is the real world. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Myself a treat today. You know, one good thing about Rush Limbaugh is he had a lot more fun than I do on air. Having more fun than a human being should allowed to be have. Oh, I butchered that. Having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. And another true statement he said was, talent on loan from God. We can none of us ever forget that all the talent we've got has been given to us by our Creator, and that's where all of the praise should be, not on our own abilities, because those are things on loan from God. But the news is so good in this ocean of evil and humanity waking up and the different things that are unfolding. There's so many pieces of this today that I was sitting there earlier this morning sending these videos to the producers I wanted to play that are silly and ridiculous and funny, showing how mindless the left are. And I was thinking, you know, with Biden attacking Syria, and with the dollar in so much trouble and world inflation accelerating and all the bad things that are happening, I really shouldn't play these and make fun of these people because it's too serious. But at the same time, I think we all deserve to have a little fun. So I don't have one treat for you. I don't have two treats for you. I don't have three treats for you. I have four treats for me and you. Oh, I'm not like you're a dog giving you a treat. These are my treats. And I wasn't going to make a Fentanyl the Dragon video either, but I've decided I'm going to do that today. So Fentanyl will be visiting again on the Sunday show. He's been a very busy Chi-Com dragon. And this latest Fentanyl will be one you don't want to miss. But Fentanyl has not made his appearance yet. That has to be done after the show today. I'll shoot that. But I didn't shoot these other four things. These are Democrats. These are globalists. These are them acting like the complete weirdo maniacs they are. And so I think it's important to just look at what lost souls they are and really feel sorry for them, but also thank God that we are not them. So I'm not going to make you wait until next hour. We're going to take calls in the second and third hour. I am going to give you this treat coming up in the next couple segments. But before we do that, let's talk about the good news. The actual Pentagon numbers they put out said 75% of troops and their families are saying they're not going to take the vaccines. And they don't trust the vaccine, and they don't trust the process, and they've heard of people being hurt by them. That's the full quotes. But by the time it hits military.com, and by the time it hits Politico, it's that a smaller number, one-third, are doing that. And other folks spin it. Half of U.S. military families do not want COVID-19 vaccine. When you read deeper, it's actually 75%. Here's a new one. Switzerland rejects AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, citing lack of sufficient data to prove effectiveness. Same thing the Indians did 3.5 weeks ago. They said, you skipped animal testing. You're doing open-air testing on people. We see horrible results around the world of people dying, of people having miscarriages, of people having autoimmune cytokine storms, violent allergic reactions. We're not doing this. We're not going to do unapproved drugs on people. And their national panel of top scientists, and India's got smart folks, as smart as anybody, said this is crazy. And they quoted a bunch of other top scientists around the world, like Wolfgang Woodard, the former chief scientist of Pfizer, also went public, and said this is really dangerous. We expect it to cause autoimmune disorders. We expect it to kill people. We expect it to kill placentas and babies. And that was before it was approved, and you saw what happened. So top scientists are on record. So the good news is they may own the big pharma. They may have Bill Gates, doesn't even have a degree, telling you what to do. They may own the UN, control the WHO, but they don't control South Africa. They don't control Switzerland. They don't fully control what's happening in Europe. They don't fully control what's happening in the military. Australia had to pull their national vaccine. Now, again, that doesn't mean the government isn't pushing other mRNA vaccines, but the main one they chose as their first one, ordered 50-plus million doses, the 54 million doses, was giving people false positives for HIV and making them deathly ill and killing people. Sri Lanka puts Chinese vaccine on hold to use Indian-manufactured vaccine, which they're finding isn't killing people because it isn't an mRNA vaccine. And by the way, I'm not endorsing it. It's just an attenuated version of the virus. A classic vaccine is what the Indians are putting out. And so people are like, okay, fine. If I'm supposed to take this, I'll do it. But I'll take an actual vaccine, though it may be contaminated, though it might actually cause an autoimmune response. Though it still has problems, but it doesn't reprogram every cell of the body with toxic proteins. So, again, the world is turning against this, and no amount of Bill Gates-funded articles saying it isn't true are going to put the genie back in the bottle, or as Roger Stone likes to say, the toothpaste back in the tube. But Switzerland says, yeah, this wasn't tested. We're not doing it. So another mRNA vaccine bites the dust. And, of course, it was the AstraZeneca one that turned out, oh, it's 95%. And it was, oh, it's 50%. Oh, it's 20%. Oh, actually, it doesn't help you with the coronavirus. But you still got to have it to fly. And Israel has a similar one. They're like, yes, you'll be able to go to the movies again or a restaurant if you have a passport saying you had it, an internal passport. Totally evil, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the good news. And I suggest that all of you get these articles, get this information, and send it to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and say, hey, did you hear? The Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, and a whole bunch of the other vaccines that aren't vaccines are being rejected and causing people to get sick and die, and major governments are rejecting it. And I saw some articles like, oh, it's the backwards Indians. What do they know over there? I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Just because India, half of its population is still farmers, doesn't mean they have low IQs. It means that they have a big population. I wish we still had 50% farmers. Oh, and the globalists are trying to get rid of that, too. All those millions of little family farms, on average 5 acres, are being taken over. That's why they're fighting back. And guess who's behind that again? Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. Look it up. But at least the Indians know that. That's why InfoWars is so hot in India. Huge. But we have a bigger audience in India per capita than the United States now. 20, 30 million views a day. And it's been noticed by the think tanks. They're all pissed. We've got to censor Alex Jones now. We can't allow the Indians to hear him. You think the Indians need me to tell them this? They're living it. Unbelievable. So that's the good news is there's a worldwide awakening. Texas governor, under pressure by DeSantis, good move, says pretty soon they're looking to get rid of the stupid mask and all of the kabuki theater. That's coming up as well. But first, some fun, ladies and gentlemen. This is some incredible entertainment from the people inside the leftist cult on the other side. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh!
gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, February 26th broadcast. Okay, there are so many of these videos on TikTok and on Twitter and on Instagram and on YouTube that you can't keep track of them. And it's an entire genre of entertainment. You know, back when we had a YouTube channel and a Twitter account, we would put out videos that would get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. One time Paul Watson had a video with 87 million views when they deleted it off of his Facebook. And all it was a compilation of videos that Owen Schroyer and others had gotten of leftists saying, shut up, you're a white male, you don't have a right to speak, you're a white person. And it was white people telling him that, so the irony was just simply incredible. But still, it's the gift that keeps giving. You get to see this here at Infowars.com and Band.video. The left, when they see their own people act embarrassingly now, actually pull a lot of this stuff down. But another paradox is starting to happen now, and that's where they're actually promoting this in their own echo chamber, and they think this type of behavior is normal. So here is this first lady. Let's play clip three first. Teacher sings to people not to teach them if they don't believe in her ideologies. So just listen to what a giant toddler authoritarian person this lady is. It's just bizarre. Here it is.
If you don't believe that there is white privilege, please don't teach. If you don't believe that black lives matter, please don't teach. If you don't believe in systemic racism and how it negatively impacts our students of color and don't want to help dismantle those systems, please don't teach.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go ahead and go to the next lady.
If you're white, yes, you are racist. Even if you think you're woke, we all benefit from oppression. Pretending you're not racist only makes racism grow.
Now, we're just warming up here. Okay, this is just the latest stuff from the last day. Now, let's go to this little piece. This was found on Reddit, and we're calling this Unlimited Gay Power. And I'm just wondering, where have I heard this type of talk before? I give you, ladies and gentlemen, unlimited gay power. Here it is.
This is your daily reminder to never get into a fight with a gay person. It doesn't matter how small or like weak they might seem. Every gay person has an unlimited amount of internal suppressed rage that they can access at any point, no matter how calm they seem. And I'm just going to give you an example of what that looks like. I'm not angry right now. I'm actually completely calm. I'm even going to just sit like this, you know?
Where have I heard of this before? Where have I heard of unlimited amount of power and internal rage? Where have I heard of this before? Where have I heard of that before? Ah, yes. Unlimited power. That's right. I mean, this is the dominant culture now in America. This is... Go ahead and keep the music on. That's why I had this put together, guys. I'm not mad. I like went and edited this, had this put together this morning. Let's start the whole thing over. Let's do it this way. It's not anybody's fault.
Don't act so surprised. No,
yes, just let's just stop here on air. And let's... I'm not mad, but this is why I don't have fun. I'm not allowed to have fun. It never works when I have fun. I'm not mad at the crew. I just got mobbed during the break, got distracted, barely got in here. I got to go to rebroadcast. Damn it. I'm going to take a little time off, folks. I'm going to reset, and I'm going to come back and take your calls. And we got a lot of special reports and a lot more stuff for you. I'm just not going to throw the desk over, okay? Anyways, the good news is the world is really awakening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start that all over next segment, and we're going to do it again, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got here? We got a lot of interesting news, a lot of interesting stuff going on. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think Russell Brand has been making some really good points lately. Let's hear a little bit from Russell Brand. That's clip six with audio. Thanks. Here it is.
Now that we're into the presidency of Joe Biden, what is the role of QAnon and the ideas upon which it is built?
Supporters of QAnon were out in full force at present.
It's called QAnon, a fringe conspiracy theory that some political analysts have likened to an online religion.
I know if you're a person who's into those theories, you'll say it's not a conspiracy because there's proof. Well, in this video, we'll look at what there is tangible proof for, some of which is pretty nefarious and troubling and shows where the concentration of power is, and what is speculative, or as it would be referred to by detractors of QAnon, baseless theories.
Followers believe that a cabal runs the United States. They control the media, Hollywood, and politicians, and the only person that can stop them is Donald Trump.
Some of the figures that the QAnon narrative features are like Hillary Clinton, she comes up a lot, Barack Obama, George Soros, Bill Gates, Tom Hanks, Oprah Winfrey, Chrissy Teigen, Pope Francis. So sort of powerful and prominent figures.
These people are taking an oath to QAnon.
Where we go one,
we go all.
Where we go one,
we go all.
When you see that there, you see loads of people believe in QAnon theories. The same way loads of people will just say, what I see on the mainstream news, that's enough for me. You know, you vote for the Democrats or you vote for the Republicans. That's all there is. Well, that's not my position. I recognise that if you feel you have no agency, that it doesn't matter who you vote for, you'll get the same results, that there's nothing you can do politically that's going to mean that your personal life is going to change, that you're going to be able to do what you want with your family, feed your family better, spend more time with your family, live a better, more meaningful life. For me, that creates an environment where I do become cynical and suspicious.
Here's how many posts there were over the 2 years before the pandemic. And then in March, this happened. On Facebook, in just 4 months, membership of the biggest public QAnon groups rose by 700%.
One of the most famous conspiracies is that 9/11 was an inside job. That's a difficult subject to talk about. Once on a mainstream news show, I was asked about it, and I said something along the lines of, I don't trust the government. And that was used to preclude me from participating in political debate for a long time subsequently. Like, respected thinkers like Noam Chomsky, who could hardly be called an establishment figure, has said there's absolutely no evidence at all that 9/11 was an inside job, right? That's Noam Chomsky. But John Pilger talked about how in the late 90s, 1999 specifically, there were discussions for which there is evidence that America needed to have a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. This became known as the Project for the New American Century. Bob Woodward, of course famous for his work on exposing the Watergate scandal, reveals how the events of 9/11 were manipulated. On the morning of the 12th of September 2001, without any evidence of who the hijackers were, Donald Rumsfeld, a senior figure in the Bush administration, demanded the US attack Iraq. According to Woodward, Rumsfeld told a cabinet meeting that Iraq should be a principal target of the first round in the war against terrorism. Iraq was temporarily spared only because Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, persuaded Bush that public opinion has to be prepared before a move against Iraq is possible. So whilst there's no evidence that 9/11 was an inside job, some immovable, like, ratified evidence, what we do know, what there's evidence of around 9/11 is, in response to 9/11, US government sanctioned the collection of telephone and internet records of tens of millions of Americans.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, I like Dan Bongino. Good guest that he comes on the show. He's a senior Secret Service agent. He's a good guy and exposed a lot of corruption. But, I mean, he's starting to tell us that the sky is blue. Bongino, Secret Service sources say Biden's in bad shape mentally. Well, I got banned a second time on Facebook a year and a half ago for saying he's obviously had another stroke. His cognitive ability's gone way down since the last time I'd seen him speak. Again, that was a year and a half ago. Suddenly, he went from being somewhat doddery to absolutely sounding like he's out of his mind on a routine basis. That clip is coming up in a moment. But first, we're having some fun here today. And then I'm going to open the phones up in the second and third hour on any topic you want to cover. Got a ton of news to get into. And a lot more. And I was getting a little grumpy last segment
because all work and no play makes Jack a very mean boy. But this is live TV and this is live radio and this is unscripted. So it's a wonder that it goes off like it does. We just had this video I'm playing where I'm going to pause and make comments and then it goes back to the audio. So we've left the audio parts out so I can speak at those points and then speak over the parts that I want to. But I did not rehearse that with the crew. I just went and had it edited and put the computer. So it's my fault. Just like it's my fault, I started throwing a fit here on air. But that's why people tune in, because this is completely real. Folks keep asking, who tells Alex Jones what to say and do? Probably really nobody, including me. But let's have some fun. I'm going to go back and try that again with this very important piece, Unlimited Gay Power. But first, let's go to something along the same lines. It also has a Palpatine flair. If you're a radio listener, you definitely want to go to InfoWars.com and watch the video feed, because it doesn't make as much sense unless you're seeing it. Klaus Schwab is actually in Lithuania getting a doctorate, an honorary doctorate, and he's dressed up in something that looks like a Klingon outfit or the same kind of outfits that Emperor Palpatine wears. I mean, actually, it might be the same wardrobe from old Star Trek sets that they had Palpatine wearing in Star Wars. I don't know, but it's the same garb. So he's being handed holy scrolls, and he says in the speech that we're going to have a war with robots and the humans, and it's going to be wonderful. So this is real. The outfit's real. All of it's real. This is Klaus Schwab, that along with Bill Gates, wants to run your world, wants you to drink sewage, eat bugs, and eat weeds. Those are all quotes. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and you'll like it. So the video is also at InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, you want to see this for yourself. It's Klaus Schwab caught in secret Sith Lord initiation ceremony. Here it is.
Domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
So thank you again for giving me this honor. It will be a day I will not forget.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first Galactic Empire.
In our efforts since 1990, we could contribute to the integration of Lithuania into the European family, but also through many activities into the global affairs.
This is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
True. truth is stranger than fiction. And now, the new video going live at band.video as we speak. If you're a radio listener, want to go see it and share it. This is Unlimited Gay Power. And we're not trying to do an Emperor Palpatine theme here. Rob Dude put that together yesterday, seeing the parallels of what's happening in Klaus Schwab getting that award for world government promotion. And then obviously this young lady is a lesbian and says, I have unlimited gay power. And you can't stand against my unlimited hate. So let's go ahead and go to this young lady.
This is your daily reminder to never get into a fight with a gay person. It doesn't matter how small or like weak they might seem. Every gay person has an unlimited amount of internal suppressed rage that they can access at any point, no matter how calm they seem. And I'm just going to give you an example of what that looks like. I'm not angry right now. I'm actually completely calm. To me, I'm even going to just sit like this, you know?
Now, where have I heard of this before? Unlimited power, amount of rage you can focus. Where have I heard of this? Everywhere. The British police say, if you criticize us, you'll go to jail.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join band.video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
That's old transphobic Darth Vader for you. Don't worry. The truth is, when Obi-Wan Kenobi kicked him into that lava, he got that sex change, actually. You didn't know Darth Vader's actually a woman? Now you know. Even more stunning and brave than Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. Was formerly Darth Vader for only a very short time, like one day, and became, I don't know, what would the feminine Darth Vader be? We'll have to come up with this, ladies and gentlemen. This is, in fact, I'm giving Disney ideas. They should come out with a transgendered Darth Vader. Because he got burned off in the lava and he just decided, I'm going to be a girl. But at least he was an adult. Oh, maybe that's what the dude that says he's a woman that is obsessed with your children's genitals. What's his name at the Senate hearing? Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine, you know, doesn't want to use lava to do it. Just some scalpels. Remember South Park where it shows a male sex change? You're not actually having your sex changed. They're cutting your genitals off and then slicing your testicles off. But and again, I'm not trying to be gross here. This is who we are now. A dude talking about your children's genitals that he wants to cut off. The congressional hearings and Senator Paul exposing it is now the bad guy. We have truly reached peak insanity. All right, that's it for the fun. I appreciate the crew doing a great job. We're going to start the next hour and get into the declining mental capacity that is accelerating. It's kind of like once milk is rotten, it's rotten, but you kind of leave it in there for a month. It's like rotting, well, globs of just stinking goo or spoiled yogurt. And then that's kind of the process he's at now. And at a certain point, it just becomes completely solid. And then the whole jug or carton of milk explodes in the refrigerator with green goo everywhere. And we're getting to that point right about now with Joe Biden's little teeny shriveled brain. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've just launched the